Peace is a verb. Let's bring peace culture and peace spirit on. Andy Sahik and Sue Hilton from Humble Branch of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, next on Through the Eyes of Women. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little love of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Welcome to Through the Eyes of Women, a program featuring the lives and perspectives of women, local, national, and international. Today, I am sitting in the studio, and I will be talking with two peacemakers, two peace activists, and we're going to be talking peace. Andy Sahik and Sue Hilton. They are from the Humboldt branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Welcome to Through the Eyes of Women, Andy and Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you might have heard Andy before. In March, she was on Through the Eyes of Women for International Women's Day. And Andy, I would like you to tell a bit of your story.
How much time do you have?
As much as you need.
Okay. Well, I'm Bosnian, and I... born and raised in Bosnia, and then in 1992, my life has changed. Bosnia and Herzegovina, it's a small country, but with lots of problems, and then we had war, and I was there stuck for a while, and it changed my life forever. And right now, I'm in Arcata, in this beautiful community where I am showing up more and more as a peace activist and an activist generally. And I love to invite community to contemplate about peace. And it's not just peace because we don't have war or we don't have bombs, but it's inner peace and global peace. And really, that's where my story starts. I've learned my lessons from war. I was able to see myself in a different, obviously, life. And it made me realize how strong I am, that I have not seen it in myself before. And it made me realize what is important to me. And what's important to me is inner peace and community peace and global peace. And that's where I'm trying and working on to show up myself in that light, to put the candle out and invite people into a circle of songs or arts or conversation and groups. And that's when I moved up here in 2008. I immediately joined Women International League for Peace and Freedom. And then a couple of years ago, I also created this group, True Entertainment, which we'll talk about it later.
And Sue, introduce yourself for our listeners.
Okay, I'm Sue Hilton, and among other things, I'm actually president of our local branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, as you probably know, is just a little over 100 years old now, started by women attempting to stop the First World War. And they actually made a lot of progress, but they didn't actually succeed. But they reformed after the war and have been working for peace and supporting peace. And, you know, it's peace and freedom, but it also is peace and justice, so we work on all kinds of issues. You know, we'll focus on a lot of support about refugees. We work on environmental issues because we need to not destroy the planet also. And because environmental issues, you know, climate change feeds war, absolutely. And war feeds climate change. So we try to make a lot of those connections. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the introduction of our 2015 Manifesto. We, members of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, on the centenary of our foundation, pay tribute to the courageous and far-sighted women who, amid the carnage of the First World War, took a bold initiative for peace and brought our movement into being. We affirm their belief that women have a particular interest in stopping war and particular skills we can bring to the task. We remain convinced that the achievement of peace and the achievement of equality and justice for all people, together with the full inclusion and representation of women in all our diversity, are inseparable goals. And you can find out more about WILF at www.wilf.org.
Now, you mentioned that peace, started a long time ago, especially with women in peace and right. wanting peace. We can go back to the 1700s, but I like to go back to 1914, when a lot of peace became a movement around women's suffrage, mm-hmm. because I believe women thought, if we can vote, we can say what we would like to have happen.
Right. Almost all of the women who formed WILF were active in women's suffrage organizations.
Now, how do you relate to organizations around the world?
Well, WILF is an international organization. We have sections in, you know, Australia and Japan. We have a Palestinian section, and we just got an Israeli section. We had one before, and it dissolved, but we've got a new one now. And Andy's hoping to get a Bosnian section.
Absolutely. Working on it.
Working on it. So, and a lot of sections in Africa, actually. So there's a lot of women doing a lot of really interesting work all over the world as part of WILF.
And part of the United States, the earliest, well, Women's Day celebration had to do with peace. It was organized by the Socialist Party of America. And there was the remembrance in 1908, the International Ladies' Garment Union strike about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. So peace and social activism and, as you said, justice have always come hand in hand for women.
Right, right.
It's very important to build community about this most important part of us. We want to be peace, but we have so much of suffering and all kinds of stuff happening in our lives. I think our inner nature is really actually tribe setting, family setting, breaking bread together, singing, creating different things. And I think that's where I find my inspiration, is to see how people are engaged in different activities. And obviously, again, I always have to go back to my war experience. And being a Muslim genocide survivor, it taught me to really open my eyes and see how important the community is, because actually the community was the one that helped me through those hardships, even in war or after the war as a refugee. And here I feel one of my ways to show that need that is so needed, it's a community. Building community around, is it through events or meetings or dialogue, whatever that is, or showing up here on the radio show and talking about and just really talking about things that matter.
It is helpful to hear things all the time. In our daily lives, we go out and about, and perhaps if we meditate, maybe we start there at the beginning of our day or even at the end of the day. But often we discount a lot of things in order to fast track whatever we're doing in our life.
Right.
What do you say when you go to people and say, how do you bring that to yourself first?
You know, what I'm noticing here in the United States, I lived in LA for a long time and been here for a few years. It's usually when people, or when we talk about peace, people think about peace out there, like what's happening in countries where there's war. And I'm saying that there's so much of stuff happening here in us as a person, but also in our own small little community. Even Arcata doesn't have all the peace coming through all kinds of systems or whatever. There's right. so many things that we need to work on. So it's right. really, again, as I am working towards my inner peace and community peace, bringing my talents, bringing my skills out, I feel that we all have a story to share. And I've seen that over and over, how amazing these stories are. And we don't tend to show up and say our story, get to know our community, and then show our skills, those blissful stages of us where we can spark in us. We don't need anything. We have everything in us. We just need to really work on it. It's a daily. That's why I say peace is a verb. And it really is. It's something that we need to work daily and contemplate and just be with people and talk, communicate with us, each other, through groups. That's why I love our WILP group, because it's a small group of women. It's maybe 10 active members. But we do all kinds of interesting things in our community. And also True Entertainment is a very small group. But still, we bring these interesting dialogues in our community. And that's what's all about, really.
Tell me how you formed True Entertainment and why.
I have different interests in my life, and one of the things is movies and art, and I just don't go to theaters anymore because I cannot see anything that it will inspire me. So that's how I started this group, because I wanted to show a lot of documentaries, a lot of inspirational movies. So we brought a few good movies here in the past couple of years, and people really like it. So now we're going to do a series of other kind of movies as well. I tend to like more documentaries and more true stories and more inspiring, something that I can work on or apply in my life. And I feel if I feel that way, I'm sure there's a bunch of people like that. So there is. People do show up on these screenings, you know. So I'm hoping to bring more and more.
That sounds wonderful. I know that typically during the Academy Awards time, the documentaries, the short docs and the long docs, some communities have a movie theater that will play some of those. And I was wondering, when you talked about film, is that something that maybe True Entertainment can maybe bring a Peace Film Festival or something like that to our community, where we might not be able to, because everyone can have access to these shorts by the Academy Awards. It's just a matter of the willingness on movie theaters, but you have a structure set up.
Yes, I do. I'm already talking to, there's a Peace Film Festival. They usually have their shows in Florida, and I'm working already with them to see if they can bring their film festival here. They are interested, so we're in a dialogue. And also, last year I had a Wandering Reel Film Festival in November, and again, they're going to have another screening here in October as well. And obviously, Peace is a big chunk of me, so I'm always, when I talk to these film festivals or directors, or I want to see if they can bring some kind of a piece. And again, it's not about wars and stuff, it's also this inner work that we need to do. So I work from two aspects of bringing peace, inner and globally. So yes, so we'll have more peace film festivals, and another screening coming up in October that True Entertainment is setting up is Salaam Neighbor. It's a documentary. It's very interesting. So just look us up on Facebook, True Entertainment Humboldt, and you'll have all the screenings coming up.
Okay, so maybe we should start talking about this event that True Entertainment is doing, which is at the Arcata Playhouse. And among other things that we're going to do there, I think Andy can probably tell more about the details, but we're going to be raffling off the quilt that Wilf does every year, or whenever we get a donation from the Open Heart Quilters, who are a wonderful organization, by the way, one of the many wonderful local organizations. We've been donated a quilt. We've been selling tickets around town, and the tickets will be raffled off at this event. And then we use the money from the quilt to do a peace scholarship that we do every year in the spring. We donate money to all kinds of local groups and individuals to do peace-related projects. So we've done we gave some money to Humboldt Mediation Service. We often support StarQuest Camp. We've donated to someone who was going to Africa and some people who were going to Chiapas. And just, you know, it's local to global, and any kinds of projects are not a lot of money, but we hope that they help people do what they're trying to do.
And also an HSU student that did here a couple of years ago, the Arabic-Israeli...
Oh, right. There was an Arab-Israeli peace conference.
Here at HSU.
Yeah, at HSU.
I was going to ask you what other organizations that you work with, because you've been with Wilf for a long time now.
We often work with Vets for Peace and the Buddhist Peace Fellowship. We have sort of overlapping memberships with both of those. And StarQuest, you know, the people we give donations to. And, well, actually, we have overlapping membership with Humboldt Mediation Service. So there's a lot of local groups working on peace. Oh, the Golden Rule, which is a Vets for Peace project. You know, the boat that's... So we've supported that project. It's a peace boat.
That was launched.
It was launched. Oh, yes, yes. They've gone to... They went to San Diego. I don't know where they are right now. I think they might be here.
I'm not sure yet. I did get their email, but I didn't.
I was just hoping that they successfully sailed to San Diego.
Oh, they did.
Yes,
they did.
Yeah. Oh, they're back, and they went to Oregon, and I think even Washington State. They had a couple of events there, and yes.
I was going to say something about what you were talking about, local to global peace, that I think that one of the pieces of local peace is trying to figure out how to make connections, You know, I think it's useful to have an organization that's people you feel comfortable with and work with. And then you also work with a lot of other organizations. And you also try to figure out who you're not talking to and how you can talk to the people you don't talk to.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Through the Eyes of Women here on KHSU. I'm your host, Brenda Starr. My guests are Indy Sahick and Sue Hilton. And we are discussing peace. My guests are Humboldt Branch members of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and International Day of Peace. Speak Your Peace is an event which is on September 21st. Now, I remember when I was living in Sonoma County, there would be an event called Peace the 21st. So the 21st of March, and you know, so subsequently throughout the year, four times a year, there would be a peace gathering. It started at Humboldt State, Sonoma State University, and in the gym, and there would be this huge crystal, and I mean huge. It would take the circumference of all of us sitting here, and of course, a lot of people would come early because they wanted to sit close to the crystal, and I remember that it kind of faded, and it, you know, it pops up. Events often pop up in regards to wars, whether they're, you know, there's a lot of different types of wars, and I'm wondering, first of all, is there a big crystal here at this event?
No, we have other forms of bringing peace through music and storytelling and narratives from true stories from students from Yemen. We have a junior and high school student from Bosnia. So there's two of us here now, me and her, which I'm very excited about, obviously. And we'll have drumming. We'll have also a Native American tribe member from Karuk. He will be speaking as well. So a lot of different arts. And also before the show at 6:30, we'll have making of peace flags and peace cards and decorating a peace pole, interactive peace pole, and also we'll make screen printing a peace sign. So we'll have a lot of activities. We'll have a table of information with all kinds of inspiring books and movies, and we'll have also peace pilgrim books for sale by donation, and so all kinds of interesting things that people can be enriched and inspired to move on forward, thinking, contemplating about peace in their lives or peace in the community or schools. We'll have Redwood Coast Montessori Choir. There'll be 11 kids singing a few songs, and obviously we'll have
the Raging Grannies.
Yeah.
Singing a few songs they've sung a few times.
And maybe some that we haven't sung so many times.
Well, the thing that I remember about this Peace the 21st concept, which was a few decades ago, I remember when I was going there, that it also was around the world. There was a meditation that people from around the world at the same time would do. Currently, I recall people talking about, we can't just have a moment of silence anymore when violence happens. You know, it's not enough to just have a moment of silence. But there is a connectedness around right. A world meditation. So for this event, why did you pick the 21st, and is it coordinated with other world events?
Yes, so International Day of Peace is recognized by United Nations about 3-4 years ago, and it's been celebrated in different ways throughout the world with vigils and workshops and United Nations this year, they call every year International Day of Peace has a focus. And this year is the Sustainable Development Goals, Building Blocks for Peace. And one of the things that I thought in Building Blocks for Peace is I chose our event to have a name, Speak Your Peace. So that's a block of peace that I see our community, since we have so many artists, we have so many talents here. So yes, so it is coordinated throughout the world. We'll have all kinds of happenings on September 1st every year. And City of Arcata has been so supportive, and this year, again, they approved our proclamation, third year in a row. I'm very honored to be in the city that you are able to bring peace, bringing more awareness, more conversation into this, more energy in this.
Right. The city of Arcata actually does a lot of stuff to support peace. They certainly sponsor Lantern Ceremony every year. Right?
Yes. And they also, when I started last year, through True Entertainment, the Peace Pole movement, they were very supportive. So we have one Peace Pole at the city of Arcata lawn, among other things that we have. So that's another project of True Entertainment that we are setting up with local artists. We're putting up peace poles, and one is coming up. October 2nd is International Day of Nonviolence, and we're going to install one or plant one at the private residence. So we do seek for businesses, schools, community members, whoever would want to have a peace pole in their yard or in their businesses, please contact us.
So at the event, you're asking people to share poems, stories, songs, essays. And I was wondering if we could do a couple of those things today. I remember saying before that especially women in peace have been writing poems since the 1700s. I picked one here today that I would like to do from Eleanor Farjon. And Eleanor was born in London in 1881. She was educated privately. She wrote children's stories and fantasy stories. And there's actually an award that's given to children's book writers with her name in it. And this poem is entitled Peace. I am as awful as my brother war. I am sudden silence after clamor. I am the face that shows the seamy scar when blood and frenzy has lost its glamour. Men in my paws shall know the cost at last that is not to be paid in triumphs or tears. Men will begin to judge the things that passed as men will judge it in 100 years. Nations whose ravenous engines must be fed endlessly with the Father and the Son. My naked light upon your darkness, dread, by which ye shall behold what ye have done, whereon, more like a vulture than a dove, ye set my seal in hatred, not in love. Let no man call me good. I am not blessed. My single virtue is the end of crimes. I am only the period of unrest, the cease of horrors of the times. My good is but the negative of ill, such ill as bends the spirit with despair, such ill as makes the nation's soul stand still, and freeze to stone beneath a gorgon glare. Be blunt, and say that peace is but a state wherein the active soul is free to move, and nations only show as mean or great according to the spirit then they prove. Oh, which of ye who battle cry is hate will first in peace dare shout the name of love? Also, I'd like to end the program by prepping people to think about their own poems, their own songs, their own stories. There's a poet called Sohair Hamad, and you're familiar with Sohair?
Yes, there's one poem that immediately sucks is out is We Want Peace, Sir, and look it up. It's really powerful.
She's a poet and a playwright, and she blends stories and sounds of her Palestinian-American heritage in a very vibrant language of Brooklyn. And we'll be playing What I Will. This was from a TED Talk, and if you go to our blog for Through the Eyes of Women, you will see the entire thing there that you can link, and also other of her poems. And here it is.
What I will. I will not dance to your war drum. I will not lend my soul nor my bones to your war drum. I will not dance to that beating. I know that beat. It is lifeless. I know intimately that skin you are hitting. It was alive once, hunted, stolen, stretched. I will not dance to your drummed up war. I will not pop, spin, break for you. I will not hate for you or even hate you. I will not kill for you. Especially, I will not die for you. I will not mourn the dead with murder nor suicide. I will not side with you or dance to bombs because everyone is dancing. Everyone can be wrong. Life is a right, not collateral or casual. I will not forget where I come from. I will craft my own drum. Gather my beloved near, and our chanting will be dancing. Our humming will be drumming. I will not be played. I will not lend my name nor my rhythm to your beat. I will dance and resist, and dance and persist, and dance. This heartbeat is louder than death. Your war drum ain't louder than this breath.
So now that we're prepped, let's talk about the event. This has been going on for how long?
This is our third year Trinidadamen is presenting this year at the Arcata Playhouse. So Wednesday, September 21st at 6:30, we'll have everything you want to have for a peace day, from creative activities for all community members, old and young, and all ages are welcome. It's an event of creating and speaking our own piece through storytelling narratives, song, singing, from little kids to raging grannies, and it'll be definitely fun. Please look us up at True Entertainment, Humboldt Facebook page and event page as well.
Now, one of the things that I remember when I interviewed Representative Lynn Woolsey, who was the second district, although now it's reconfigured, her and Dennis Kucinich always would stand on the floor of the House of Representatives and ask for a Department of Peace. And it's something that's always been near and dear to my heart. And we're not talking about just peace and war. We're talking about the peace officers, as we used to call them before the cops had their militaristic tanks coming into our streets. Is that something that, say, I as an individual can come into the event and try to have a petition and try to instill people to do this again?
I think it would be great if you brought petitions to the event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really building community through different ways of showing up. So if that is your gift, if that is your skill, if that is your talent, if that is your calling, please bring on anything that has to do with our community or globally that you are inclined to put a petition for. Yeah, absolutely.
And then before we go, I was wondering, for those listeners who won't be going to the event or maybe they're out of our area, what are some things that they can do within their own sense of self and their family and their community?
I think it's really important just to make connections and to pay attention. You know, certainly we're in this terrible political scene right now, and to try to listen to people, pay attention to what people are saying, speak your piece, as Andy is talking about, but listen also. And that's something we can all do to try to be more peaceful in the world.
Yeah, I agree 110%. And it is listening. That's one of the big needs in this world, to be heard. And also acknowledge certain things in our life or in our past and learn from it. I think learning, being kind, forgiving, and just really be active out there. You know, peace is a verb.
Peace is a verb. I want to thank my guests today, Andy and Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the work you do. Thank you for your heartfelt stories, your thank personal you. Stories. Peace, international peace. Think about it, people. You've been listening to Through the Eyes of Women. I've been your host, Brenda Starr, and I've been speaking with Andy Sahick and Sue Hilton, and we've been talking peace. For more information, you can visit wilphumboldt.wordpress.com. Through the Eyes of Women is produced for KHSU, located at Humboldt State University. Thanks to today's engineer and editor, Katie Whiteside, and to the entire Through the Eyes of Women team. To listen to this program again and visit our blog at khsuwomen.com, where you can also learn more about the show and post listener comments. Join us again next Monday at 1:30 right here on KHSU.